Starsports.bet provide the complete betting experience. Find us online via our website and app, on course, and at our flagship betting shop in London's Mayfair. 18 years and older only. BeGambleAware.org.
Light the candle, Tiger!
Hi there, welcome along to the Racing Post Golf Postcast. It's Bruce Millington and Steve Palmer looking ahead to two great tournaments this week. There's no Glenn Day this week. He's on his holidays, hopefully spending some of his Lanto Griffin winnings from a couple of weeks ago. Before Steve delivers his tips on these two tournaments, we'll look back to what happened last week. Justin Thomas was favourite for the CJ Cup and he got the job done, whereas the French Open saw a revival from Nicholas Kolsarts. What price was Nicholas Kolsarts at the outset, Steve?
He was 100-1. Yeah, it was a very odd result, that. The whole leaderboard was a bit queer because Le Golf National, traditionally a tight, fast-running layout with juicy rough, loads of water, you know, more controlled operators typically succeed there. But the change in schedule, moving it from the first week of July to a mid-October slot, completely changed the dynamics of the tournament. And you had Kolsarts winning and you had JB Hansen second, Kurtzia third, Kurt Kitayama fourth. So because it was softer, it played longer, balls were stopping quickly, they didn't make the rough that bad. So big hitters dominated, which was surprising.
It was quite a good win by Kolsarts, wasn't it? Because he had a massive wobble, didn't he? I think he went out to about 8-1 at some point, but he held his nerve, didn't he? And we forget he's a Ryder Cupper, isn't he?
That's right, yeah, he played very well in the Ryder Cup. I mean, a long time between drinks, hadn't won for 7 years. He's only 36, so, there's potential for further victories. But, yeah, he had a lot of short game yips. He had real problems with his chipping. So, it was a shock result. I was nowhere near getting Kolsarts. And I think the European Tour are quite keen on getting the French Open back in its traditional slot because Le Golf National plays much more appealingly on it as a fast-running track. And, I think it'd be back in July next year.
It looked miserable, didn't it? I mean, Kurtzia had a snood on and they were all wandering around with big mittens on it. It didn't look very appealing, did it?
No, that's right. And it played into the big hitters' hands and made it difficult for punters. But the other one, Justin Thomas, we obviously should have had him. 7-1 was a good price. I mean, Brooks Koepka, just come back from injury, was making the Thomas price juicy.
He pulled out Koepka, didn't he? What happened to him? Could he just not be asked, or did he hurt himself?
Well, he's had a little bit of surgery. Had a little bit of surgery a while ago, and then he said he slipped on some wet grass. So he just tweaked it a little bit. So he could be out for a little bit. But that made life easier for Thomas. But even if Koepka had played all four rounds, Thomas would have destroyed him. He loves that track. And 7-1 was there. I mean, he only had four names on the shortlist last week: Thomas, Gary Woodland, and the two are actually back. Fortunately, Hideki Matsuyama got third place, finished with a 65 to finish third. So we got full place return on Matsuyama. But Thomas was there to be had, in fairness.
Was it a frustrating week? Did you find yourself going to bed Sunday night kicking yourself, or did you take it all in your stride?
Well, it's Sunday night. You actually got Sunday night off, don't you,
when
they're playing in Asia?
Yeah.
So it's nice to get the American event out of the way in the morning, deal with any anguish that you've got, and then just got the European event. So no, it was nice having a Sunday night off. We've got the same this week, of course.
Yes, indeed. Well, before we get to that, let's rattle through some questions. We've got loads. Adam says, ask Glenn if he's done that decorating yet. We can't. He's on holiday. Mark says, has Steve placed a golf club in baby Tiger's hands yet? What's your strategy there, Steve? Are you going to try and work him hard and turn him into a boy wonder?
Well, yeah, I haven't actually put a club in his hands. I'm using the Earl Woods tactic. I mean, Earl Woods used to, back in the day, he put Tiger in front of him. He always used to hit balls into a net in the garage while Tiger was sitting watching. Earl had a very good swing. That's how Tiger learned. But I haven't got a very good swing, so I can't do that. So I'm just putting him in front of the TV as much as possible. Whenever a good swing comes on, you know, a Lou Oosthuizen or an Adam Scott, I'll really make sure he's paying attention. So once he's served that TV apprenticeship, I'll send him off to Pete Cowan for the nuts and bolts.
So when will he actually hold a club in anger for the first time?
I want another couple of months of intense TV watching, and then I'll make contact with Cowan.
Well, he's only about 4 months old, isn't he?
He's almost 5 months old. Yeah. So, yeah, you've got to get him early. It's a very competitive game. If you're not off scratch by about 10, you've got no chance these days.
Fair enough. Lucas says, Steve, any international pylon reflection on your recent travails? Have you been to the pylon lately?
Well, the place money has been keeping me calm. I've had 5 weeks in a row with someone getting in the places, so I haven't reached that sort of enough agony to need the parlor. It gets very cold at the parlor at the moment, so it's an unforgiving place in bad weather. But yeah, hopefully I won't need the parlor on Sunday.
Indeed. Crypto McLean says, who is Steve's breakthrough star on both PGA and European tours for 2020? Give us one name for each, Steve.
Christopher Wrighton, I think, will win on the European Tour very soon, and Minwoo Lee will as well. And Justin Sir for the PGA Tour. Justin Sir, he played well last week. I think Justin Sir, if he gets enough opportunities on the PGA Tour next year, will win.
What's his name?
Justin Sir, S-U-H, power patch. He's straight out of the Matt Wolf. He's very, very similar to Matt Wolf. I think if Sir gets chances, he'll need a few invites. I think he can win.
Chris Hall says, if there was a PGA Tour Royal Rumble, who would be the last man in the ring? What's that? Like a fight, basically.
I know what the Royal Rumble. Yeah, I know the Royal Rumble. I used to watch a bit of WWF when I was a child. They chuck them all in the ring, like 25 of them. And then they once you're out the ring, you've lost. And whoever's the one remaining in there is the winner.
I'm going to go first. Tony Finau.
Tony Finau, be strong. Yeah, I mean, Tim Herron. Tim Herron will be difficult to go. Well, you just sit down, you know. You just sit down. You've got to lift Lumpy up and get him over.
Oh, you've actually got to push each other out of the ring.
You've got to get him over.
Oh,
the ropes.
I see. Yeah.
So Tim Herron is what, 100 stone or whatever. He's not going to be easy to budge. But I think you're right. Tony Finau be strong. Julian Suri. You wouldn't want to mess with him.
Colt Nost.
Yeah, it's a tough question. It's either strength or obesity. Which is the which do you want?
It's that we should have key attributes like we do at the bottom with accuracy, touch and passing. Okay. Yes. Pete Selby says, does Steve intend to write another book or is he in the process of doing so? And he also says, have you thought of doing the same, Bruce? No, I haven't. I couldn't be more embarrassed by writing a book that 48 people are buying. Steve, are you going to write another book? You should, actually.
Only when I retire from regulation duties. There's literally not enough time to write books at the moment. If I win enough to retire, I'll write about how I won enough to retire. If I retire naturally, I'll probably be too tired to write a book, to be honest.
What will it be called? How I Won Enough to Retire?
Yeah. Okay. So also a little bit catchier than that.
Liam says, at this stage in the season, does Steve prefer to side with players who are playing week in, week out, or those who are more selective about which tournaments they play in?
It depends. I mean, it depends where they've been playing previously. I mean, the CJ Cup last week was in Korea. Great preparation for the short trip to Japan. Nicely acclimatised in Asia. So anyone who played in the CJ Cup last week, I like him for the Zozo Championship. But yeah, if you've come a long way, say you're jetting in from America for the Zozo and you're not acclimatised, then that's not good prep. Yeah, it depends. Take each case on its merits.
Okay. Sorry, I'm going to struggle to pronounce this. How would you pronounce this, Steve? E-O-G-H-A-N. Ian. I'm going to go Ian Green. Apologies if I totally messed that up. How is Steve coping with the SAD? He was on a downer during last week's pod. Also, why no pod last week? Unfortunately, we had a few production issues last week. No pod last week, but back this week. And Steve, sounds like you're coping with the SAD quite well.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to punch on through. I mean, it's not nice when you don't get much sunshine, is it? And I'm not getting much sleep at the moment. Low on punting funds. Not in great mental shape, but I think these things are cyclical, aren't they? One minute you're down on your luck and you're miserable. Next minute you're flying. So, I'm just waiting for something to spark me back into life.
Okay, Deck Pilling says, please could you ask Steve, if there was one personality trait in life he could improve, what would it be?
Be happier, I suppose, yeah. Yeah, is that a personality trait?
Yeah.
Just not let things bother me so much. Be a bit more cheerful. Cheerfulness. Is that a personality trait? Cheerfulness.
Yeah, of course it is. Clodagh says, what did you think of the Golf TV Skins Challenge on Monday?
Good knockabout stuff. I just watched the highlights, but it looked like everyone was enjoying themselves.
Who won it?
Jason Day won it. And Hideki Matsuyama came last. All the Japanese galleries seemed to... There was a few young ladies dressed up as tigers. Good crack.
Okay, The Real Deal says, ask Steve if he thinks Tommy Fleetwood is playing too much and could this be the reason there is a lack of wins for him?
I think he's got a point, actually. Yeah, I think Tommy Fleetwood, he's got this sort of inferiority complex. He doesn't realise how good he is. I think it wasn't that long ago that he was struggling to retain his European Tour card. I think perhaps those memories don't fade fast enough. But he's an elite ball striker. Elite ball strikers win majors. And I think Fleetwood could benefit from a lighter schedule. I think, he's going around the world chasing banking checks because I think there's still that little thing in the back of his head saying, am I world class? Well, you are world class, Tommy, so... Yeah, chill out a bit and have a light schedule and see what happens.
M. Meyer says, favourite Migos song. What's Migos?
I've no idea. Okay. What is Migos?
I've no idea either.
Producer Rob, no?
It's a rap group.
I'm hearing rap group in my ear. I'm hearing rap group.
It's a rap group. No, so you can't answer that.
It's John Barnes. Yeah, the Anfield
World
rap.
In Motion.
World in Motion.
David Lace, ask Steve if, with the kind of field this week, should Matt Wallace hose up or has his career plateaued? I think he'll win and have done him in cross doubles with Matsuyama and Schauffele. We'll come to that tournament, actually, David, in a minute, because obviously Wallace is the market leader, so we'll discuss him shortly. Mark Turner says, what's more important, total each way places or the odds? I'm going to answer that, Steve, if I may. There is no simple answer with that. I think basically, obviously, if the player about whom the bookmaker is offering most places is best price or nearly best price, take the extra places. But I've also seen issues where a firm is going, say, eight places and the odds are so contracted that there's definitely no sense in that. So you have to kind of pick and choose there. I hope that helped. Probably didn't. How about an anti-post tip for the darts in December, Steve?
Well, Van Gerwen's reasserted himself lately, hasn't he? I think odds against Van Gerwen for the Worlds is a gift horse, and I just hope I've got enough ammunition for that come December.
Gary says, will Victor Hovland win a major in 2020?
Bit soon, I think. Bit soon. I mean, he's not qualified for any of them yet, is he? So, what is he, World? I think he's in the 90s of the world ranking. So, yeah, he's got to push into the top 50 to even get in him straight away. So, yeah, I think it's a bit too soon. I'm a big Victor Hovland fan, but I'd encourage patience.
Okay, two more. We've had a really good response here. Thank you very much indeed. Matthew Ford says, what's more important, course form or current form?
Current form by a mile. You can win anywhere. Course form is just a bonus, really.
Okay. And finally, Adam Fuller says, how close does Steve feel Jordan Spieth is to winning again?
Signs of encouragement last week, finished eighth, but a lot of room to manoeuvre last week in career. I still think he's got a lot of work to do, and this week will really test him. It's a tight extreme. The Zozo is a tight tree line track. I think he'll struggle.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for your questions. We'll do another session very soon. But first, let's get on to this week's tournaments. We'll start with the Zozo Championship. This is the US Tour on their Asian travels, and the tour is in Japan. Tell us a little bit about the Zozo Championship, Steve, in terms of times when it takes place, the sort of course it is, and the sort of player who might win it. And then we'll get the odds and then we'll get your tips.
Yeah, we've got 78 runners, no cut. 4 a.m. the coverage comes on Sky Sports, but the tournament starts at midnight, so bets have to be placed by midnight Wednesday night. And the golf course is the Accordia Golf Narashino Country Club in Chiba, Japan. It's a short course, 7,041 yards, par 70. It's been around since 1965, very old-fashioned layout, and so much so that it's got two greens on each hole. They used to make golf courses in Japan with two greens on each hole to allow for the different seasons. So you had different strains of grass on each one. One of the greens would be available to play all year round. During that Japan Skins on Monday, which was the first time the players had seen it, you know, Tiger and the gang were having a lot of fun with, saying, I got it on the green, you know, well, it wasn't the right green.
Were they having banter?
The banter was through the roof. Yeah, the bantometer. That's a bit queer. Saying that a lot today, but yeah, tight tree-lined parkland layout, only three par fives, five par threes, which is more than we usually get. I think it's a stiff ball striking test. The four superstars on Monday, Jason Day, Tiger, Rory and Hideki, they didn't light the place up. They found it a real struggle, and I think despite how short this course is, I don't think it's going to be a pushover.
Okay, let's get the odds. Star Sports are offering a fifth the odd six places, and they bet as follows. Justin Thomas, 7-1. 8-1, Rory McIlroy. 18-1, Hideki Matsuyama. 22-1, Schauffele. 25-1, Adam Scott and Jordan Spieth and Paul Casey. Also 25-1, Tommy Fleetwood. 28-1, Gary Woodward and Patrick Reed. Tony Finau and Hovland, they're both 28s as well. It's 33-1, Jason Day, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Colin Morikawa. 35-1, Tiger Woods. 40-1, Barr. So, Steve, a decent field this week for sure. Are you going to look to the runners at the head of the market or delve deeper?
I'm delving deeper. You would have had to go a long way to get to my ones. I've only got three selections, and they're all at massive prices. And the number one choice is Abraham Ansa, who really gutsy little Mexican who travels well. He's performed with credit all over the globe. And I fancy him to take a real shine to this track. He won in Canada on the web.com tour in 2015. He won the Australian Open last year by five shots. And for this latest overseas adventure, he's more confident than ever. He ended last PGA Tour season ranked world number 37. He went all the way to the Tour Championship. He duelled with Patrick Reed for the Northern Trust, which was the opening event of the FedEx Cup playoffs. He was beaten by just a shot by Patrick Reed in that. No disgrace. He's fully established as a PGA Tour contender now. He's making his President's Cup debut in December. So the status of Abraham Ansa is rapidly rising. And I just think the reason he was at three-figure prices this week, I think bookmakers have put too much stock in his slow start to the new campaign. He's missed the cut on the mark in the Safeway Open and the Shriners. No shame in that, getting the seasonal rust out of his system. And then last week, he was slow out the blocks in the CJ Cup before a four under par weekend. So he got his game in order at the weekend. I think he's found his game in time to tackle a Zozo venue, which is perfect for him. He's a really accurate driver, solid from tee to green. Abraham Ansa, 110-1, is a glorious each-way bet.
Excellent. Okay. And two others at decent prices as well, Steve, yeah?
Yep. Next best is Emiliano Grillo, a similar sort of player to Ansa. Extremely tidy from tee to green, and I think he'll love Narashino. Like Ansa, Grillo missed the cut by a shot in the Safeway and the Shriners, which is nothing to fret about. I think bookmakers, when I see a player has missed a cut by a shot, I get excited because I think bookmakers, they're so busy just trawling through all the form. They just see a missed cut. Whether you miss it by 10 shots or one, they don't really factor that in. So I'm not worried about Grillo there. He's got no cut to worry about this time. So if he makes a slow start, he comes surging through the weekend. He finished 26th in the CJ Cup last week. Nice little warm-up in Asia. And he's played well in his three previous spins in Japan. There's lots of players in this field who have no experience of competing in Japan. Grillo was a playoff loser in the 2016 Handa Global Cup on the Japan Tour. And he's finished 16th and 8th in the Dunlop Phoenix Open, which was previously the crown jewels on the Japan Tour calendar. I mean, presumably the Zozo is going to take over as the premier event in Japan. But yeah, he's done well in that. And Grillo was second in the Sim Classic last year. He's got a good record in Asia generally. So, yeah, I think Grillo can go close to a second PGA Tour title.
Okay, and who's the other one, Steve?
And the final one, another juicy price, is Corey Connors. All of my selections are in their late 20s. They're still improving, but all of them are well-travelled. Lots of experience competing all over the globe. And all three are really accurate from tee to green, which I think is essential this week. And all of them are massive prices, which is obviously very helpful too. Connors is rocketed up the world rankings this year. He got his maiden PGA Tour title in the Texas Open. He qualified for the Tour Championship. And he's got his new campaign off to a flyer. Unlike the other two mentioned, Connors has started really well. He was 13th in the Safeway Open and he was 12th last week in the CJ Cup. He closed with a 66. Connors has got his A game. He's a greens in regulation machine. I expect him to float around that Zozo leaderboard.
He just needs to brush up on his putting, I think, doesn't he? And then he could go right to the top.
Well, this is it. This is it. I mean, I'm taking a gamble on all three players here because they're up against strong opposition. You know, you're not all those big names. One of them's going to play well, but I think each way punters can do really well here out of these three.
Okay, can we whiz through the front runners, Steve? Give us a quick line on each of those. Obviously, Justin Thomas' favourite to follow up. Is either one? If you were tipping one of the favourites, you'd go for him.
Well, he's the same price as last week. He was there to be backed at 7-1 last week. Same price this week. He was a course winner last week. New track this week. Last week's course suited him much better. This week is a much stronger field. He's been playing great. He can win. But I think he was a fair price last week. He's a poor price this week.
How about Rory?
Unimpressive on Monday in the Japan skins. The course restrains him a lot. He can't get the driver out as much as he'd like. Obviously capable of winning. He topped the par three performance stats. Yeah, it's a good stat to look at this week is par three performance. You've got five of them. McIlroy topped that on the PGA Tour last season, but it's not enough to me to side with him at short prices.
Okay, the man who never wins but often places, Matsuyama.
Yeah, must be respected. Fast finishing third last week. He was second for par three scoring on the PGA Tour last season. The key is obviously how he handles the pressure of being by far the main hope You know, this is a massive event in Japan. He's the main man by a mile. It could inspire him, or he could go into his shell. He finished last in the Japan Skins on Monday, so that's not a good sign.
Okay, Chauvelet's making his first start for a while. Can he win?
Yeah, you're right. September the 8th, the last time we've seen Chauvelet. He's had a long break. He's got to be respected around here. Ball Strikers layout. He won the WGC HSB Champions almost exactly a year ago. Wonderful, wonderful day in our lives. But yeah, he hasn't competed for too long, really. Probably a little bit rusty.
Okay. Right. And if there's one player, so you've tipped three, who's the player who, if he won, you'd be most annoyed about because you were going to tip him?
Well, I had four on my shortlist. Rafa Cabrera Bello was the last name off the list. Yeah, I think Rafa will enjoy this course as well. And I think he'll be floating around the lead all week. But, you know, he's one that you sort of don't trust to finish the job, especially in you know, high-class company like this.
Okay. Have you worked out what Zozo is?
I haven't had a chance to investigate that, no, have you?
Yeah, I've just been having a look. They're a technologies company. I was hoping it might be sort of sweets or, you know, Japanese crisps or something, but it's not. It's a tech firm who do web design, CRM, technology development, R&D.
Yeah, that's where all the money is these days, isn't it?
God, is it ever. Right then, let's do the European event next.
On the move. Follow all the latest starsports.bet golf prices hole by hole on our website and betting app. Just search for Star Sports Bet on the App Store or Google Play. 18 years and older only. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back to the Racing Post Golf Postcast. It's Bruce Millington and Steve Palmer. Before we look at the European event this week, which is the Portugal Masters, Steve, talk us through the shed, because I get the occasional tweet saying, what's in the background there? Just take us through what there is on the wall, because, you know, in my shed, there's like a hoe and a rake and some old boxes of crap, but yours is quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you forget I've got two sheds, Bruce. Yeah, you forget. Oh, yeah. I don't like to brag, but yeah, I've got two sheds and you've only got one. So I've got a tool shed with the aforementioned, I haven't got many tools, to be honest, but all the rubbish goes in that one. And then this is purely a work shed. In the picture, I can see the picture of me there. You've got the Lionel Messi's signed football boot there, and you've got Paul Gascoigne signed England shirt there, and you've got Michael Van Gerwen signed photo there. And that one, that looks like Egomaniac Central over there. You've got a picture of me cheering on Patrick Reed during the Masters last year. But that was Joff. You know Joff, John Owen from
Formby? Yeah.
He sent me that. That goes there, just sort of inspire me. You know, we can tip winners of the Masters again.
And memorabilia, presumably you went to a sort of charity darts night at the pavilion in Weymouth, got pissed out your head and then bid far too much money for all that stuff, yeah?
That's it. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Stella Artois on tap and obviously winning loads of money and thought, oh, yeah, I can afford to have all these things. And now, the way things are going this year, I may have to sell them again.
Oh, blimey. Okie dokes. Well, hopefully your financial situation will be boosted by you tipping the winner of the Portugal Masters, which takes place at the Dom Pedro Victoria Golf Course in Vilamoura down on the Algarve. I'll spin through Star Sports prices and then you can tell us who's going to win. Fifth the odds, seven places this week from Star. 9-1 Matt Wallace, 18-1 Martin Kamer, 20-1 Adri Arnaus. You can tell straight away that this is not the highest quality tournament of the week. 20-1 Eddie Pepperell and Lucas Beauregard, 22 Tom Lewis, 25-1 George Coetzee, 25 Jordan Smith, Mikko Korhonen, 28 Joachim B. Hansen, Sam Horsfield, 30-1. I'm falling asleep reading these names, my goodness. At Sullivan Lagergren, the Works at Wonder, 33-1 Bar. It's not great fare, this, Stephen. I mean, I know Matt Wallace has, you know, reached a high level last year, but 9-1?
No. It's not for me. I mean, he's a four-time European Tour champion, finished seventh in the Italian Open last time out, and his maiden title came in the Open to Portugal 2017, so you've got to respect that. But his record in this event is average, 39-44 from two visits. And yeah, he's had a win this year, so yeah, I don't think the price is anything special. I mean, Wallace hasn't won any really prestigious events, but he is good at hoovering up little ones like this. So I don't know. It wasn't a price that excited me, no.
Hey, I like watching him because he wears his heart on his sleeve. So many of these players, they look exactly the same, whether they've stuck it in the water or got a hole in one. But he wears his heart on his sleeve, doesn't he? I worry about him because he looks so fretful, doesn't he?
Yeah. He has been trying to control it. I mean, he did get really ferocious, didn't he? And he was getting a lot of stick for sort of abusing his old caddy. He had Dave Rennick on his band, an old man, and he was, you know, people were finding it quite tough to watch him laying into him. And they've separated now, and he's got a younger caddy who perhaps can take the beatings a bit more. But yeah, he is trying to be a bit calmer. But I know what you mean. You know, when I was on him in Italy, I could see him sort of fighting that inner Hulk. And I suppose that's not ideal for good golf, is it?
I guess not. He does seem like a good bloke. I mean, I like people who are a bit expressive on the course. But, oh, well, who's your main tip?
My main tip for the Portugal Masters is Lucas Bejerigard, who did us a very big favour in this tournament 2 years ago. I backed him at 66-1 for this a couple of years ago, and he was ranked 387th in the world. European Tour maiden, and he won by 4 shots. Which underline how well suited he is to this course. He'd finished 9th and 12th at the Victoria prior to his victory. 2 years since his win here, much more confident player. He's added the Dunhill Links Championship title to his CV. And he's performed with huge credit this year in tournaments that are much, much bigger than the Portugal Masters. He was 12th in the Honda Classic on the PGA Tour, 4th in the WGC match play. He beat Justin Thomas, Henrik Stenson and Tiger Woods along the way. Then he finished 21st in the Masters, 16th in the USPGA, 16th in the Open Championship. You know, his improved world ranking means he's got the chance to play in some PGA Tour events. He's been mixing up the tours, which is never easy, but he's just had a week off. He'd be desperate to get back in the world's top 50, and this is a golden opportunity to do that. Lucas Bejerigard, I've always been a big fan of his, and yeah, this is one of his happiest hunting grounds.
And as with the Zozo, just 3 tips this week, so take us through the other two in Portugal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Tom Lewis is my next best. He's also been flitting between the PGA Tour and the European Tour. He earned a PGA Tour card in amazing fashion last month. He won the Korn Ferry Tour Championship by 5 shots. He's not made a great start to life on the PGA Tour. Probably a bit shocked to be on it. But he finished 5th in the Dunhill Links Championship on his last European Tour start. And obviously, when he comes over to the European Tour now, he's playing with a huge swagger, knowing that he's got a PGA Tour card in his pocket. And he'll be teeing up in Portugal expecting to win because he's already won twice on this course in 2011 and last year. He's the defending champion. Lewis is going for the Portugal Masters hat-trick. He's looking to regain his place in the top 50 of the world rankings like Bejerigard. Both of them are just outside at the moment. So, yeah, I see the last two winners of this tournament, Bejerigard and Lewis, going head-to-head for the title on Sunday.
And the other selection is...
And the other one, sorry, just gathering myself with some Diet Coke there due to dry mouth. Yeah, it's that time of the year for the dry mouth. Can I just have another slurp?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I need Glenn. You see, I normally get these big breaks where Glenn goes into it.
How many cans of Diet Coke do you drink a week?
Well, I buy 18 on the weekly shots. Yeah, it must be 18. Yeah, 18, yeah. You know, those big, yeah. That won't tip us winners. The final one. So he had got 3 big prizes in the Zozo. The 3 in the Portugal Masters, not big prizes, but you know, I play the cards as I see them. And the final one is George Coutier. George Coutier would have been thrilled to finish 3rd in the French Open on Sunday. That's a great return to form for Coutier on a course which is far from ideal for him. And he's going to a course which is perfect for him. The Victoria sets up really well for power-packed, aggressive sluggers like Coutier. And his form figures there are 3, 6, 21, 31, 7, 20. So, yeah, I'm Bejerigard, Lewis and Coutier. It's not the most spectacular staking plan I've ever had, but I'll be stunned if one of them is not in the thick of things on Sunday.
Lovely. Excellent stuff. OK, Steve, anything else to add on this tournament?
I'd just say Martin Kaymer and Eddie Pepperell, I thought, were even worse prices than Wallace. I mean, the betting went Wallace, Pepperell and Kaymer. They're not for me. I mean, Kaymer's top of the greens and regulation stats on the European Tour this season. But, you know, his putter is invariably ice cold and you can't get away with that. We're looking at a 20 under par winning score this week in Portugal. You've got to hold putts.
Let's torment ourselves by saying, if you were having a fourth selection, who would it be?
Oh, yeah. Fourth selection. Sorry.
That's all
right. Full selection would definitely be Sam Horsfield. Sam Horsfield. We've only had a couple of maiden winners of this event, so that was what put me off. Well, plus the fact I didn't want another one. I like to have staking plans that, you know, your average working man can fully get involved in. If you had Sam Horsfield as well, you'd be struggling a bit. But yeah, he's a really in-form young maiden, very well suited to this course, and will win a European Tour event soon. So yeah, if Cabrera Bello wins the Zozo and Sam Horsfield wins Portugal, then you're best to have a month off or something to come to terms with that.
That would be good, wouldn't it? Okay, well, look. No, it wouldn't be good. It'd be awful, wouldn't it? Sorry. I'm going to give you a little rest and I will reiterate your tips because you've been talking so much. So the Zozo Championship, Steve goes for Abraham Anser, Emiliano Griot and Corey Connors. And in the Portugal Masters, he goes for Lucas Beauregard, Tom Lewis and George Coetzee. If you're only having one golf bet this week, Steve...
I think the Lucas Beauregard Abraham Anser each way double has got potential.
That would pay a lot of money. Let's think, if you had a £2 double, just the win part, you'd have about £4,000 coming back there, wouldn't you?
Well, I know if you had a £21 each way double, you'd have a £50,000 coming back. Yeah, so I know that much.
I bet you do. I bet that's the exact bet you had, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I mean, I'm not full of ammunition at the moment, so it's quite a reserved each way double for me. But 21 each way can return to 50,000 if you play in the right places.
Lovely. It's going to happen. You're due one, aren't you, Steve? You're due a biggie.
Well, it's 5 weeks with the places. You know, you just sort of knock on the door and then the floodgates open. So, I'm particularly confident about my Portugal tips. I mean, a bit speculative with the Zozo, but I think Beauregard, Lewis and Coetzee, as I say, if they're not on the leaderboard on Sunday, I'll have to lie down and have a good hard look at myself in the mirror.
Okay, next week we've got the Bermuda Championship on the PGA Tour and there's a WGC event. It's the HSBC Champions in China. Which will have the stronger field there, Steve?
Oh, the HSBC, yeah. The HSBC, yeah. Bermuda would be a sideshow.
Okay, and between now and then, what are you looking forward to in life?
A cup of tea. I'm a man of simple pleasures, Bruce. Yeah, I don't need much. A cup of tea and then a cup of tea now and then a few pints of Guinness later. That's all I need in life.
Do you still have just your Wednesday night out, don't you? Go with your mates, yeah?
Well, Wednesday night release and massively back into my Guinness at the moment. Guinness is... good for you. You know, as a campaign, they're not allowed to say anymore, but Guinness is good for you. There's a big campaign in the 60s or 70s where that was their actual slogan. If they had that slogan now, they wouldn't be allowed. They'd be hung, drawn and quartered. But it's true. It actually has so many positive effects on me.
And where are you going for your Guinness tonight?
I'll be going into some local hostelries. Yeah, some county town hostelries. Yeah, in Dorchester.
Beautiful. OK, Steve, well done. Thank you very much indeed for that. Steve and Glenn and I are back next week. In the meantime, we've got a bundle of really good races to preview on Friday for the Racing Postcast. We've got football on Thursday, Maddie on Monday. Loads going on. Please do keep watching the postcasts.
Give them the haul!
Long-term golf markets for 2020 available now on starsports.bet, including the Open, the Masters and the Ryder Cup from Wisconsin. 18 years and older only. BeGambleAware.org.